Inward Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Kempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Kempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Twixt and between, I wanted to talk from Mark 14, 1 through 9, and talk about let the works I've done speak for me. Because there are so many of us who need to hear that what we do in this life makes the difference in the next life. And only what you do for Christ will last. And yet I'm challenged to finish the message. I didn't get to really finish at 7:30, which is talking about our victory is in Jesus. And I think both of those messages are so relevant and needed, I might preach them both. If I don't get many amens, I'm gonna keep here a long time today. I just want us to know that the Lord is desiring to speak to our hearts sincerely and truthfully. But because there is a unction for me to share, turn your Bibles to John 16 and verse 33. And I want us to, as a congregation, read this verse because I want to lift out of this verse some principles that, if practiced, will profit you in this life and the life to come. All right. If you have it, say amen. All right. Read. Amen. You may be seated. Our victory is in Jesus. We've heard the song, Victory Belongs to Jesus. And, you know, we've heard and we've shared the testimonies of the victory of Jesus over sin, Satan, and death. But I want you to understand that as he is speaking to his disciples, preparing to leave planet Earth, he's getting them ready to understand how important for them to know the peace that he has to give that the world can't duplicate. The peace that he has to give must abide underneath the skin. The peace that he has to give is going to be the very essence of what carries them through their darkest nights and their most difficult days. What's important about this text is when he starts off letting them know, after they have said to him, we believe in you. We believe you're the one the Father sent from above. We trust that you are the Savior. And when they get through sharing all of these things, Jesus wants to let them know that in me ye might have peace. Now I want to begin, because what he's dealing with first is the dichotomy of life. He's dealing with the inner life and he's dealing with the outer life. He begins with the inner life because that's so important to every believer, to know and to understand that you have got to get it right underneath the skin first before you can ever accomplish or be or become what the Lord would have you to be. He says this, that in me, in connotes relationship. It describes to us the fact that Jesus is saying he wants to make sure that you abide in him and he will abide in you. And the fact that when you understand that you have a relationship with Jesus, then you will discover that in that relationship, everything that comes to you has got to come to him first. Every problem, every situation, every difficulty, everything that would tend to hurt or harm you, it has to pass through Jesus first because you are in him. Now look at this, because he says in me again for a purpose. And this in suggests to us that anything that is in anything gets its growth, its strength, its development, its protection, its power, it's all of that from what it's in. Just like the tree that's in the ground, in the soil, gets its nutrients and its supply and sources to live from the soil. It is in the ground. Because it's in the ground, it grows and it provides the fruit that it was intended to provide. When he talks about in is like the branch that is in the vine. Jesus made comment about that. He said that a branch cannot bear fruit except it abide in the vine. In the body, all of our organs, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidney, all of those things you can't see from the outside of the body, but they are inside making the body work. In. It's like a resident in a house. He's protected from the elements because he's in the house. It's important to recognize this relationship of being in is important to Jesus. If it's important to Jesus, it ought to be important to us. Now listen at this, because when he moves from this point of being in, he says that you might have peace. Now listen at this, might, not because it's a throw up whether he'll give you peace or not, but might refers to whether or not we make the choice to be connected and inside of Jesus. Whether we recognize that what he offers is for our benefit, that what he gives to us is beyond what we can give to to ourselves. He says peace. This word comes from the Greek word irene. And so it literally means to be in or connected in. It means to be, have salvation, security, and prosperity. All of this is in the word peace that he gives to the believer. Now, when you have the peace of God, Paul already said, 4th chapter Philippians 6 through to 7 verse, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. Listen, verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth, what? All understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, what is that saying to us? When you have that peace that Jesus offers, it will pass, move beyond your ability to comprehend how you keep on going when you should have been ripped apart. How you go through stuff and you should have lost your mind, but the Lord kept it. It proves that the peace that he gives you the ability to know that there's no way on your own you can make it through. But because you trust in the Lord, he takes you through. And sometimes you don't even know how you go through. That's why the songwriter said, my soul looks back in wonder how I got over. But it's the peace of God that passeth all understanding that keeps our hearts and our minds, listen at this, through Christ Jesus. It has to be filtered through him. Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things, how? Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, I want us to understand this. He's giving them this ability to know that the peace that he gives them is in him. You can't have it outside of him. See, that's why folk who don't have that peace don't understand what makes you tick. The people that don't have this peace don't understand how your rejoicing when you ought to be crying is so evident that everything is going to be all right, even if it isn't all right. The people that don't have this peace don't understand that you put your trust in a God you can't see, who can open doors that you can't open. When you begin to have the peace of God on the inside of you, it makes others without that peace wonder, how do you make it? How can you stand it? And how can you take it? Somebody ought to say, our victory is in Jesus. But again, he's preparing them for the second part of the dichotomy, and it is the outer life. He says, in this world, ye shall have tribulation. Now, notice he doesn't say might. In this outer life, he says shall. It's a certainty. You will have them. Ain't no way to get around them. So here's what he's helping the believers to understand. Don't think that in this world, because you have Jesus, you're not going to go through anything. If you read your Bible, you will know those who were connected with God went through. And the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. See, you got that peace in knowing you're going through to get to what God's got for you. You have the peace in knowing
that God has got this thing fixed. You've got the peace in knowing that everything that God permits you to go through is for your better good. Now listen at this, because he says, in this world ye shall have tribulation. Well, this word tribulation is associated with everything that's not like God. Problems, troubles, afflictions, oppression, depression, distress, everything that's not like and of God. But here's what I need you to know, that everything you go through, every trial that you confront is, listen at this, say that every trial is a test for the believer to know that God is able to see him or her through. Every trial is a training agent for faith. Every trial is developing you, defining you. It is maturing you. It's bringing you to the place where God wants you to be. You become what God wants you to be when you go through your test and trial. The late, great Andre Crouch said, I thank God for the mountains, and I thank God for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. If I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them, and I'd never know what faith in God could do through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Not some things. All things, not little things only. All. Everything that you go through, God has permitted it so that you can benefit from it. How many of you truly know the battle is not yours but the Lord's? Now keep in mind, if you're in Christ Jesus and he fights the battle and you are in him, what are you doing? I'm going to give you a helpful holy hint. You are there for two reasons. One, to give him praise, to cheer him on, to give him glory as he fights the battle. If you're going through and it looks like you're going through the battle, but the truth of the matter is it's his battle, but he has you there. So while he's fighting the battle for you, you can give him praise, glory, and honor. But listen, when you come through, when he wins the victory, you're there to collect the spoils that he's won for you. That's not nothing to shout about. I need to stop this message right now. You're going through what you're going through because Jesus has already set the terms of that battle. He would not put anything on you you can't handle. He's already saying that. So listen, he does this so that we will know that while we're going through the battle, we've got peace. When David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Doesn't that mean he's got peace? Here's the reason why he says he won't fear, for thou art with me. If Jesus is with you, what are you fearing? What are you whining about, crying about, depressed about, oppressed about? Why are you acting like he's far from you? And so you'll begin to recognize every tribulation turns into a triumph for the believer. Well, Lord, I've never been through this before. That's why I'm taking you. And when I give you this experience, you're going to be stronger when you come out of this thing. Well, but it don't look like I'm going to come out. Well, that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. If you trust him, listen, and know that what he has in you is greater than what is in the world, then you begin to realize Jesus holds our victory. And then after he tells us, warns us, so that we don't worry, when stuff comes our way, we need to take it to the Lord and leave it there. Then he tells us, be of good cheer. Now, you just got through telling me I'm going through tribulation. And then you tell me, be of good cheer. And the verse is saying, yeah, because before I told you you were going through tribulations, I told you if you're in me, that I'd give you peace. So when I gave you peace in the first part of the verse, don't you know that peace takes you through tribulation? And if the peace takes you through the tribulation, then you ought to be of good cheer. Let me give you, it has several, cheer has several meanings, but the two that best fits this text is comfort and courage. Do you know you confuse the devil when you're going through mess and you still have joy? When you throw your hands up in the air and the devil get excited, he's about to surrender, she's about to surrender, and then you start a praise. Paul and Silas was locked in a jail with criminals who didn't know Jesus. And the Bible says at midnight, at the darkest point of their night, they decided, listen, we can complain and we can cry and we can act like the Lord has let us down, because here we are in a Roman jail going through what we ought not be going through because we lifted up the name of Jesus, and now this is what we get. But what they did instead was start a praise party. One began to pray and the other began to sing, and the Lord said, listen, let me open up these doors for y'all. Ain't no sense in keeping y'all here no more. You got the message. You got the message. And listen, they were so impactful in the midst of their midnight experience that they offered up to God praise and prayer, and God opened up their jail cells. What does that say to us? When we're going through the darkest times of our lives, we ought to learn how to pray and praise and watch God shake up your situation. That breakthrough came not when they complained, but when they prayed and praised. That's a helpful holy hint to us. Be of good cheer. But the word also says, if again, if you look at the deeper underlying meaning, be of good comfort. Because in the end, you win through Jesus Christ. Be of good courage is the other definition for that word cheer. Be of good courage. Listen, don't let the devil cause you to faint, to become so weak that you stop trusting God, believing God, knowing that God has got the last word. And when you trust him like that, he shows up and shows out. And then the last part of that verse says, I have overcome the world. I have. Now you got to remember, if he has and you're in him, then that means you have. Now, because he says, I have overcome, that literally means he came over. He won the victory. He is the winner. And it is in the world that hates him. So let me tell you something. Folk that hate you, you can overcome them. Folk that don't like you, talk about you, pull you down, rag on you, you can overcome them. Because they are in the world, and the world love its own. And the reason the world don't love you is because you are not of the world. And the world hates you. But that ain't got nothing to do with stopping your victory. As a matter of fact, God loves to give you the victory in the midst of your enemies. Can I go back to David one more time? David knew that with the Lord with him, it was already all right. But here's also what he found out. That while God comforted him in the valley, he celebrated him when he came out. And he prepared a table before him. Can I get some Bible readers to say where? In the presence of his enemies. God likes to show your enemy who he is. God likes to give you the victory, that not when folk can't see it, but right in the face of the folk who said you wouldn't make it. You wouldn't come out of this thing. You wouldn't be victorious. You wouldn't be on top. You wouldn't end up with the victory in your hand. God likes to show your enemies that his people are conquerors, more than conquerors. And then he puts all kind of mouth-watering things on your table that they're drooling at but can't do nothing about. He's letting you enjoy that. And then on top of that, he's got nerve enough to serve you himself. He didn't call Gabriel to come serve you. He didn't call Michael to come serve you. He didn't call anybody else but himself to serve you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Attorney Ingrid F. Johnson. Thank you for joining me today for the Weekend DIY, where we will have a living your dream and fulfilling your purpose moment.